With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Time for a round of It's My List.
It's my list.
Your top three death requests. Again, this came up on, I think it was Tuesday, maybe Monday. We were talking about the people who ordered urns so they could all split up grandpa. And when they opened one of them, it was already filled. A pre-filled urn, to which one family member said, "You can order them pre-filled." But we labeled it as your top three death requests. Now, that leaves the door a little more wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Would anyone like to go first? That's not Steve or Hot Wings.
I'll
they
go
always
first.
Volunteer. All right, Kelly.
Okay, so my first one has to do with a specific show member, but the whole show is invited. Okay. I want Hot Wings to go to Six Flags after I'm dead and ride every single roller coaster in my honor.
You got it, Kelly.
I know. Well, here's the thing. The show members, somebody needs to go and hold them accountable.
Yeah, of course.
You got to do it. That's my first death wish. You got to ride roller coasters.
True or false? The only reason you agreed to it, Hot Wings, is you think you'll die first.
No, the only reason I agree to it is because I just wouldn't do it.
Yeah, you would.
Oh, that's terrible.
It would be in my will.
I wouldn't.
A lawyer would make you do it.
I wouldn't care.
It'd be punishable by a fine, and you'd have to donate that money to Idiots for Underdogs. Yep.
And Kelly
charity.
Will haunt you forever.
And I will haunt. Well,
she haunts me now. There's no way she can haunt me more after death than she does now in life.
Oh, boy. That's a challenge I wouldn't have made.
Love a challenge.
So when he's on the roller coaster, does he have to like have your urn in his arms or something?
That would be even better.
Kelly's like, no, I'm not going to be cremated. I want him to carry my body.
Yes. I want to be dust in the wind. So
literally.
Yes. So yes, Hot Wings has to, and I don't care. You can do Carowinds or Six Flags or whatever place. You just have to go on every adult roller coaster. Mm-hmm. Except the wooden ones. Those suck. I'm not going to make you do that.
So it couldn't be like at a strip mall where they have a carnival for a week and he has to go on those
ones? No, it has to be a legit roller coaster place. Amusement park. That's the word I'm looking for.
Okay. All right.
And you got to do that for me, okay?
So permanent location.
You got it.
Yeah, exactly. My second one is I want my funeral to be a roast. I don't want it to be sad. I don't know what. Do whatever you want with my body. Just don't put me in a box in the ground. Donate my organs. Cremate me. I don't care. Use me as a crash test dummy at that point. It really does not matter to me. But as long as you donate my organs, we're cool. But my funeral needs to be a roast. And it can be, you can tell any and every story about me as you want. Even if both of my parents are still very much alive in there, I say it. I want people to be laughing and roast me. I mean, tell me that you didn't even like me most of my life, but you came to my funeral just so you could roast me. I don't care. Make it funny. That's going to be great.
Will you be sad if... because I don't think it's your belief that you're going to be looking down on this or up in whatever case.
Mm-hmm.
What if you find out the day comes and you're like, oh, I can watch it. And then people do say things like that. Don't you think you'd be like, oh, this is not the spirit I intended?
I think I'd like it.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, I asked for it. It's a roast. You can't go to a roast and then not laugh at the jokes, even if they're hurtful. Mm-hmm. Then you're just a butthead. And I want all my ghost friends, you know, wherever I'm at, to be like, damn, this is funny. And then they know all my secrets about me.
That's true. Saves a lot of time.
Yeah. And that leads me to my last one. I need my friends who I have my shared note with of my if I die to share all those things, because there's one in there that is really funny. And there's paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs of things that have happened that I'm like, man, I wish I could tell this story. Publish that note. Make it. I don't care if it's like an essay on a website or you just share it with all my friends.
Series of TikToks.
That note. It is, read it out on a TikTok. Like, hey, look, my friend died and she has a note she shared with all of us. Like, hey, these are her passwords. These are the things you got to cancel. And this is the note of things that she wishes she could say out loud, but never could.
Would any of us four or five with Tommy be mentioned and or sad?
Mentioned, yes, only sad because they're hilarious, and I bet you wish I would have said them to you while I was alive. Because there are some where I'm like, God, we should have talked about this, or man, I wish we could have like blasted this person or whatever. And that note is like, that note is under lock and key.
Man.
So there's a password for it, which I love. And it was a lot of like, I want to text this person and say this, but I can't.
Okay.
You know? Like you just
sort of your things I want to get off my chest list.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you just can't like if exes or whatever that you just you block and you never talk to again.
Mm-hmm.
So you just go to your notes so you don't text them. And they have access to that. And man, there are times where I edit it and they write me and they're like, you really need to make this a book. You really, so like but I can't publish it while I'm alive.
Gosh, I've never wanted you to die more.
I know, right? Yeah. Hot wings on a roller coaster. You can roast me while I'm dead. And
I mean,
on
it sounds like
that,
a good time.
Yeah. And some of these are like my deepest, darkest thoughts and secrets. And I think it would be very funny for people to hear.
You think anyone would be frightened?
Oh, I mean, for
not
sure.
That you,
yeah. Everyone would. We're like, well, they'd be like, damn.
I guess, thank God she's dead.
Yeah. And start questioning it. Like, did she do this to herself on purpose?
Right.
No, I think people would be like, oh my God, I had no idea that happened. Or, oh my gosh, she was thinking that? That's crazy. But never, it's not like bad self-harm type stuff.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh my God, the like level this went to, we had no idea.
Like no filters.
Yeah. And there's screenshots in there too for proof of certain things.
Oh.
I mean, it's good.
You don't want to get dead sued.
It's so good. It's so good. So publish that, please, if you're listening.
Okay. That's a good one. All right. I'll go next because mine, it's a little, well, not silly because that implies you're not serious because I think you are serious about every one of those.
Oh, yeah.
But number one, I want my, kind of like Kelly, I want there to be laughter at my memorial. I want it to be very much, the model is like our former agent and mentor, Mike Novak.
Mm-hmm.
It was people that loved him telling stories about him that made them love him. It was great. It was amazing.
Yeah, fun.
It was warm. We laughed. We cried.
Okay,
but more
well,
importantly, I want it to be done. I want it to be done by people who, or a person who knows me. I hate funerals where the person's up there talking about someone that died and they didn't know him.
Yeah.
It makes me so sad for the family and for that person.
Yeah, don't
like,
do that.
Like we've talked about it many times. We went to our good friend Connie's funeral, our former coworker. And it was obvious that the person that was giving the eulogy had never met her because he said that she loved to quote Steve Urkel.
Yeah. Which is like, did I do that? No, she didn't. She didn't do any of that, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who's going to be your Bob Seger? Because at our mentor Mike's funeral.
Do you mean like the celebrity? Everybody else is like, it's like, cool that he's here.
Literally, Bob Seger was there and was telling.
Cause I don't Mike have a Bob Seger.
Mike had represented him.
I don't think I have a Bob Seger.
Who's closest to the Bob Seger in your life?
Yeah, you got any like hot former NFL or sports broadcasters?
Do you know Diana Warren. Rossini?
I'll probably still be singing.
No,
by
I
then.
Don't know Diana Rossini. But I mean, maybe Robert Ory would go. Rick Mahorn.
Mm, it would have to be Rick Mahorn.
Chad Brown.
Yeah.
It would have to be Mahorn.
You know, 3-time Pro Bowler.
And
I want it to be introduced like
and then
that.
He would be like, I am surrounded by so many tiny white people.
And what about Tiki?
And that would make me laugh.
Would Tiki be there? You get along with him pretty well.
Yeah, I really like Tiki, but I'm not going to lie. I don't think he'd come to my funeral.
No, he's too busy and handsome.
They might send their third triplet, Ron Tiki, which is a combo of Rondé and Tiki Barber. But no, he's not coming. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Are they identical twins?
Yes.
What if he sent his identical twin, but like paid him to do it? Because he's like, hey, he really wanted me at his funeral. I heard this whole bit on the radio.
Both like NFL greats, tons of money, and he still so doesn't want to go. He but paid he enough his to twin. His richer twin to go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's richer.
Yeah.
Played longer. All right. Number two. I want the people who go to be fine with me dying. Like, you can be sad, but like, don't let it ruin your week. Like, you know what I mean?
don't let it ruin your week.
Well, you know, you should be fine after that.
Okay, but what if you, like, choked on Culver's or something?
Well, first of all, enjoy the moment, because you all kind of had a hunch it would happen. You just didn't think it'd be a cement mixer or whatever they call them.
Yeah, you're just housing
cheese. Dude can't even chew soft serve?
It's a concrete mixer.
Concrete mixer, yeah. Yeah, but be okay with it.
That's asking a lot.
Yeah, it is, because if you die, it's going to be a huge hassle for me.
It's my list, first of all, so I'm allowed to ask. It's going to be a huge hassle for you? Yeah, because you don't know any of the passwords.
No. I have to, like...
You don't know where... We have a bank?
I'm going to have to start talking to all the business people.
You don't have a If I Die Note free beer or, like, a folder somebody can have, so that way if that happens?
No, but I should.
You
got to... Really, really
everybody
should
for
yeah,
sure.
You're absolutely right.
I mean, on the bright side, I do know the people who do the things, so...
Yeah, you'd be fine.
I go, hey, Ron... Dummy died. You won't believe how.
You don't think Ron will know?
He choked on the most vanilla cement mixer.
Well, I would be the one.
It was vanilla ice cream with vanilla chips. Well, no toppings.
Ron wouldn't know until I told him.
Maybe I talked to Ron more than you.
What are you? Oh, so you're going to go, hey, Ron, I died.
Yeah.
Hey, just no. Heads up, Ron. I'm dead.
Ron, I'm joking. That's the last text I sent. Yeah. Okay.
And then but I'll yeah. reluctantly no, call this Troy. One,
that one's mainly for my wife, who had said, "Don't ever, you can't die before me." She has said, "I'm going to die before you for sure. If you find out you're sick, I'm going to die faster." And I'm like, "No." And not only do you have to stay, you have to be fine and take care of everyone. So toughen up, Buttercup. That's what you get for marrying old.
Yeah. You guys really planned that out well. She wants to die before you, and she's like 100 years younger.
Let's not get carried away by how many years. And number three, this deals with ashes. Look, burn me up, fine. And I know I used to say I don't care what you do with it, but we had enough people who text in or call over the years or email and say, look, I had a family member who did that, and it is a huge burden for the people that are then left the ashes, and they don't know what you wanted to do with them, and now they just sit there. And I don't want that to happen. So you may spread them anywhere you think it would bring me joy. And if that means you dump them in the backyard because once you saw me laugh out there, so be it. Don't care. I'm gone. I'm like Kelly. I'm gone. Don't care.
Yeah.
That's mine. It's all my right, list. So be fine with my death, some laughing, and throw my ashes wherever it makes you happy.
All right. So some broadcast booth at an SEC school.
Oh, it's the field that you pooped in. Your first day of radio. Yes.
Okay. That'd be
full circle
pretty
moment.
Good. Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Man, people are like, man, everything started growing again, just like it did in 1997 or 1994, whatever it was. Don't think about it. It'll make you feel old.
Yeah.
All right. Who's next?
I'll go.
Steve.
All right. So first.
It's my list. Your three death requests.
Yeah. If you want, I can preface it with.
It's my list.
Yeah, that's
Steve.
How it's supposed to end, too. Like, gotta have the bookends.
So I talked about this the other day with ashes. I don't want people to be burdened with my ashes. All I ask is that you put me up on your mantle for 1 year. And
what if you don't have a fireplace?
I don't have a mantle.
Put me somewhere notable in house.
Coat closet.
Yeah.
Coat closet.
Are you passing us amongst friends? Or passing you amongst your friends?
I figure I'll get like 10 urns, and the 10 most important people in my life will get them.
Cool. Somebody's got a big urn budget.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I'm dead. I don't care. Somebody else is paying for it. So, keep me some place of prominence for 1 year, and then on the 1 year anniversary, take that urn and you chuck it out the window or throw it in a lake or do whatever.
The urn?
Yeah, the whole thing. I don't care. I don't want people to have to... I want you to remember me for 1 year, and then... Like dust in the wind.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Next would be to send not my ashes, but if you decide not to have me cremated, because let's face it, I don't really have a say in the matter. I can say what I want. But if you decide not to have me cremated, I want to go on a rocket to space.
Wow. That is so much more of a request than just keep my ashes for a year and then chuck them.
Yeah. Now, ideally, I'd
so
like
far
to-
dead people sent to space in the history of Earth is one.
Well. Figure out a way. Figure out a way to get me to space. And then finally.
Just a lot of balloons? Like that lawn chair?
Yes.
Yeah.
After I die, I want the whole regular funeral thing with all of the people that I loved and all of that. But I also want a secondary off-site funeral that's invite only for the people that I didn't like. And then they have to sit there and watch a video of me talking about why I didn't like them. Pre-recorded, obviously.
Okay. Love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Has that already been done? Like, you already have that video set?
There may be some notes.
Okay. All right.
Steve?
Yeah.
Which one would have more people at it?
I would assume my regular funeral.
I think so. But I just wanted to see what your hate list looked like.
I mean, there are some. I mean,
you know, 45 years is a long time to accumulate a few hateful people.
Yeah, I mean, I may have another 45 years left in me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, two more funerals.
Hate, more hate-seeking.
Mm-hmm.
You're like not the Grinch. It. Just like, hate, 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 double hate, loathe entirely.
I like the idea that they stay in like, well, I know it. He's going to mention me. And I want to see what he's going to say, but also I hate this guy. Would there be anyone at the hate funeral that would be surprised that they were included in that one? Ooh. Or would they all be like, of course I got invited to this?
I don't know.
Like, is part of the reason you hate them because they're oblivious?
Because they love me so much.
You love too hard.
Yeah. Too
Imagine
much.
How,
Back off.
How hurtful would that be? If that were a thing, like a secondary hate funeral.
Yeah.
Or if it wasn't a thing, but all of a sudden it was, like in Steve's case. And you got invited to it and you thought you were like good friends or like really dear to each other. And it's like, I just wanted you to know, I always thought you were the biggest piece of garbage I've ever seen. Yeah. And I wish I was at your funeral getting tired from celebratory dancing.
Every year you gave me a thoughtful gift, but made me open it in front of others. And I hated that.
For that, I curse you for eternity. I also, I had a fourth one. I want to be able to compete in a Red Bull Flugtag event. My ashes.
After death?
Yeah.
For somebody who doesn't really care what happens to their ashes, you have like three things.
I know, right?
And space is kind of that's a big one.
Well, that's the body.
Yeah, yours is
that's
not the ashes.
Okay.
So you want to be split into at least eight different families.
Uh-huh.
Ten
different families and held on to for a year.
Yes.
Then also shot into space and also part of a Red Bull Flugtag.
Yeah.
It's all very reasonable.
Uh-huh. Too much to ask?
No, it's your list, Steve.
Yeah.
Play it's this. Funny how the... How the secondary funeral is the most attainable in there.
It really is.
Yeah. Play the sound effect.
It's my list.
Thank you.
Round two. Hot Wings Maitland and Tommy next. Tommy is in there going, I never knew I was going to die.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.